Hello there, beer friends. You know what I'm doing? I hit record, and Jay and Tim did not expect it because they didn't know, because I didn't know that I was about to throw this round at them. I'm going to throw it at them real hard. They don't even know what it's going to be about, but I'm about to tell them. But I think they know because we were just talking about it.
Are we?
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk about stuff and things.
Oh, I'm all for stuff and things.
I bet we're going to talk about vampires.
Vampire talk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Scary.
We haven't done vampire talk, have we? Have we done vampire talk?
I don't think we've ever done vampire talk.
Okay. Okay.
Count Tim here, and I'm here tonight to introduce a very special podcast to you. It's a scary podcast, one of the scariest I've ever heard. In fact, even the title scares me. It's called Beer Thursday. Ooh. And I'm telling you, you can't enjoy this podcast without your 3D glasses. That's right. If you don't have your 3D glasses, you'll only be hearing this thing in one half D. So be sure to put them on and enjoy the scary effects that just whip right out you, believe me. And, ooh, listen to that synthesizer. And dig those drums. Ooh, look at that guy dancing. He's scary too. Ooh. So be sure to put your 3D glasses on and enjoy the next exciting round of Beer Thursday. Ooh. Scared.
What in the Lord's name in vain was that?
You know what? I am totally voting for Signals after we finish the rush.
Wow. Okay. So,
For the sake of
vampires, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What was that from?
I did too. That's a brilliant show.
That was Count Floyd. He was a character on SCTV, the Canadian Saturday
That's
Night
right.
Live.
Yes.
And he did that to introduce a Rush song during the Signals and Grace Under Pressure tour.
Was it the Flanagan guy that did that, or was it
the like Flanagan that? Guy?
Mike, no, there's a guy named something, last name Flanagan. But, or was it Levy, Eugene Levy?
No, it was not Eugene Levy. It was, oh, dear Lord, I can't think of his name.
I'm going to look up Count Floyd. Tim, tell us.
Tell us about favorite vampires.
From TV, movies, books, your favorite vampire.
Okay.
Or the most lame vampire.
In an episode of one TV series, he gets sort of a lame reputation, but he is the most popular vampire of all time. Okay. And that would be Count Vlad Dracula. But
that's true.
If you are a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
love Buffy,
then Spike would be my most favorite vampire of all time.
You know what? You gotta love it. You gotta hand it to Spike. I'm more of an Angel fan myself, but
there is no Angel without Buffy.
But Spike was great. Spike was great.
He was funny. Yeah. He was evil.
I think the word you're looking for here is evil.
Evil. Yes.
Infamous. Infamous.
I know who Shane's favorite vampire was.
It was Tom Cruise in Interview with the Vampire.
How did you know? Well, okay, not necessarily Tom Cruise's vampire Lestat, but the vampire Lestat.
Yes.
I've heard it both ways. Tim, that's my favorite. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Because you know why? I know things.
He knows things.
Well, I think you're both wrong because the
best
there, and nobody can doubt this, is of course the Count
from Sesame Street.
Yes. Ah, one vampire.
I love to count the rounds of beer Thursday. 225 rounds of beer Thursday.
I did like to count. My favorite vampire. I did too. My favorite vampire.
I like it when you eat cookies. Sorry.
I shouldn't have said that. Wasn't that the Cookie Monster?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was wrong to do that.
Yeah. One of my favorite vampires, and the movie is dated now, but it was a great movie still, was Val Kilmer. Not Val Kilmer. Kiefer Sutherland.
In The Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
The Lost Boys.
He was,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
I liked him.
That was a good vampire movie right there.
Yeah. Methinks it was. Methinks.
Yeah.
Remember Love at First Bite?
Was that with Jim Carrey?
George Hamilton.
Yeah. George Hamilton.
Okay, yes. George Hamilton.
Oh, from the makers of George Hamilton, who also brought you Zorro, the Gay Boy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in forever.
I haven't either.
We love it first bite. We watch Zorro the Gay Blade all the time. It's whatever I go to.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I haven't seen Zorro the Gay Blade in a long time.
I haven't either.
So do you
red like a rose? No. Red like a plum. Sorry.
Go ahead. Okay. So do you like the vampire stories where they try to keep it still? I mean, there's some where vampires, as long as they wear sunglasses, they can be out in the daylight.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You know, if they're going out, they need to be, you know, like when Spike and Buffy the Vampire Slayer had to go out in the daytime, you know, he completely, like, covered all of his windows of the car that he was driving so the sunlight wouldn't come in, you know.
Yeah.
I like that. No, they can't be out in daylight because that's against vampire lore.
Yeah. I like the Anne Rice vampires. If they get hit by sunlight, they turn to dust. They don't sparkle. Right. That's the stupidest thing ever.
The thing with what was it called? Oh, you just talked about it, but I can't remember. Twilight.
What is it called? Twilight.
Twilight. Thank you
for knowing that, I think.
Yes, I watched all of those. Unwilling.
I didn't care for
first. But, I mean, they were okay.
That fight scene is pretty good. In the third or the fourth one? It was a good fight scene.
The big fight scene?
Yeah.
Or just...
Yeah, the big fight scene when the
head vampires, the sixth one, yeah,
the head vampires came to Oregon for the big vampire fight.
Right. That was the last one. Yeah, that was the last one.
That was a good fight scene. Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah, you know,
what are you talking about?
We're talking about the Twilight series, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
We should be so ashamed of ourselves right now.
I can't believe nobody here, except for me, who I'm about to mention, one of my favorite vampire movies was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, that one was good.
Vampires. Yeah, I love those.
Good vampire.
Cheech Marin's vampire was great.
Okay, wasn't that like one of George Clooney's first movies?
One of his first ones
right there. I think I've seen it once.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. Okay, I have one for you. A movie, speaking of vampires. This one came out last year. Oh, is it toast time? Well, maybe we should package.
I don't have a vampire-related toast. I have lots of toasts.
Well, I think we should let our guest make up a toast for us.
Very good idea. Let's put him on the spot instead.
Yeah. Well, I've got one for you.
Mm-hmm. I stand erected.
When you feel safe, when you feel warm, that's when I rise. That's when I crawl. Gliding on mist, hardly a sound, bringing the kiss evils abound. In the dead of night, love bites. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. And can I just say this? That is perhaps one of the most brilliant tips I've ever heard. In fact, that could be a song.
It could be a song. I thought about putting it, coming up with a really cool guitar riff for it and going from there. I just haven't. The only thing I come up with is this five string bass going boom, 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 boom. But after that, I've got nothing. So,
does that beat it? Just kidding.
It's very close to beat it. Yeah. And then you hear boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick.
So Jay Head of Empire.
So there's a movie that I recommend that you both see, speaking of the vampires.
Seen it.
You have not. It came out last year, and it was as hell. I've become a big fan of this particular actor. Again, lately, just because he does of his over the top acting, but the movie itself was not. It's not really necessarily about Dracula, but it is about Dracula because it's about his sidekick or the guy that gets him the bodies and everything.
We saw that.
The movie is Renfield. Yeah, did you see Renfield?
Yeah,
came out last year. Nicholas Hoult.
Yeah,
who is, by the way, the new Lex Luthor. And my favorite, I love Awkwafina. She was great in it as well. And then the completely over the top Nicolas Cage.
I've seen that movie. Yeah, that movie was on Netflix or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
That was good. Yeah, that was a good movie.
But we were going to talk about, were we going to talk about real vampires or were just,
that was my intent when I first brought it up, but maybe we could save that one for another.
We sort of derailed it.
Okay. Yeah. Went off in a different direction.
Let me throw this out there. Okay. Is there a possibility that there could be real vampires?
I don't think so.
Thank you. Shane?
No, there's some like culture things where people pretend to be.
There are groups of people who think of themselves as vampires.
Yeah.
They say they are vampires, but they're not really. They're just pretending.
Just because you get together at a cemetery and do some hooting and hollering, and then somebody brings a pint of blood that they just stole out of the blood vault from the HEB emergency vault, and you go and you pour it in glasses and drink the blood, does not make you a vampire. I'm talking about fangs coming out that pierce the skin, and you're able to suck the blood, right? Those kind of fangs right there, Jay. Thank you for that visual.
Now, have y'all seen the movie? And it also came out last year. It was called El Conde, which I think might be Spanish or French for the Count.
No.
It was such a weird movie. And I couldn't even tell you if it was good or not. The whole time we watched it, we were just thinking, this is so weird, but
is it in Spanish?
No, it's not. Yeah.
It's worth my time.
I don't know. You just have to watch it and see. But it's kind of funny. It's meant to be a comedy, but it's so weird. And it's just like this French dictator, and people figure out he's a vampire, so they go try to kill him, and then he moves to Chile and kind of creates a new regime there. And then the whole time while he's doing this, he's extending his life by eating human flesh. And then, you know, there's a like this thing with Marie Antoinette, and it is so weird, And
I may have I see that.
I think you should watch it. Just
but eating human flesh does not make you a vampire. That makes you more of a zombie.
Yeah, well, he would take mainly the heart, right, and then put it in a blender, and then that's how he would. I'm telling you, this movie is weird and graphic. Okay, a couple of my favorite vampires. One's only half vampire.
Which half, though?
He hates vampires.
Oh, sorry.
So he tries to kill them. Do you know who that is?
Of course. Wait a minute.
Van Helsing.
Yeah, it's Blade.
Blade.
Yes.
I love the Blade movies, and I can't wait for the reboot of Blade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So, golly, now I can't even think of the name of those movies. And I can't think of the name of the actress right now.
Underworld. It might show up as The Count.
Underworld.
Underworld. Yes. I like those.
You like The Underworld. Yeah. Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. Yes.
Thanks. Well, yeah. With that one, you had me at Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
So. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. And then another of our favorite.
So, now, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Another of our favorites. So, have you seen Van Helsing?
Yes,
Hugh Jackman.
The movie. Yes,
that was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Vampire is so over the top.
When's the last time you saw that?
It's been a couple of years, but
when you last saw it, did it still hold up?
Yes,
it did.
Yes, because
He was so very good.
It's very campy because the vampire Bono is super over the top and annoying. The Frankenstein is pretty annoying but hilarious.
Yeah.
The vampire ladies, his wives, super annoying.
No.
It's so hot. No. So hot.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And then
That was another Renfield.
Master wants to invite you to a masquerade ball.
Yes.
It will be tomorrow on Hallows Eve.
And the friar. What is the friar's name?
Friar John.
No, what is that guy?
I know, but he was funny. I forgot.
Carl. David Wenham. His name was Carl. He was in 300, and he was in Iron Fist. I'm a big fan of his.
But that was one for movie. You, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I think it holds up, Jay.
I think there's one that's coming out that I am very much looking forward to seeing because I think he's the creepiest. Oh, shit. I didn't even think about Salem's Lot. The vampire in that is pretty creepy. The whole, all the vampires in that. But,
one of Stephen King's scariest books, I think, was Salem's Lot.
Oh, yeah. What We Do in Shadows. Hilarious.
Wasn't that a TV series back in the 80s? Didn't they do the Salem's Lot like that?
No, it was a mini series.
Yeah, a mini series, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember watching some of it, but I don't.
Oh, I watched it and it scared the living shit out of me. I mean, like it ended each night, with like a something. And like the first night it ended, I remember it vividly. It was on a Sunday night. And this kid's going to go dig up his brother from where he's been buried. He wants to not dig him up. They haven't put dirt on him yet. And he's like, he's not convinced his brother's dead. He opens up the casket to look at his dead brother. And his brother's there laying down with his eyes closed. And all of a sudden his eyes open and he lifts up and he got a smile. He's got a smile on his face and like he goes to bite him or something. It was the next night that scared me, because the next night the kid's in bed, he's asleep, and at his window he hears a scratch, and it's his brother floating outside, just scratching floating. The window, saying let me in.
That's pretty
cool. And that's creepy. And I just remember that night, it was kind of windy and there's a tree branch close to the house and it was scratching the window. And I peed my little 10-year-old pants.
But then the next night you had to go see your mom
And that was like just a night. Yeah.
Right. So it was two nights later.
Yeah. And on the third night, which kind of going into the fourth night.
Fourth night. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a movie coming out that I'm really looking forward to. And I think he's one of the most creepy vampires of all. I've only seen him in there's a silent movie. And then there's another movie that came out, I think maybe in the 50s or 60s. And that's Nosferatu.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a remake of Nosferatu, Foo Fighters. They're doing a remake of it. And Count Orlok,
is it Orlok?
Yeah, the Dracula in it is being played by Bill Skarsgård. Which, of course, he was amazing as Pennywise. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him as Nosferatu.
Okay, did y'all see this movie? And now I can't remember the name of the actor, but he played... He was in the second trilogy of Lord of the Rings, where he took the dwarves to
Gandalf.
No. But he had the boat or whatever, and they all stuck in. But he played Dracula, and I don't remember if it was called Vlad. I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie was. It came out a few years ago. It wasn't too bad.
I don't think
ever
I
saw that movie. That.
Which was? I think I know what you're talking about.
It's a Christopher.
It was a movie. Wasn't it about Dracula Untold or something like that?
Yeah, Dracula Untold. That was a great movie. That was the name.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
I have one more question regarding vampires. Gary Oldman is Dracula.
You know, I need to see that movie again. He was. I recall him being really good, but at the time when I saw that movie, I was expecting the Dracula with the cape and the, I want the whites on there, the whole thing.
Yeah, this one, it followed the book. I think it was even called Bram Stoker. So it followed the book.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I would like to
see that one again. I've been wanting to see that one.
That one was good.
And Jay.
He did a good Dracula. And I want to say Netflix a few years ago had a little series. And I think it only lasted one season. Dracula.
Yes, and it was great. It was a British show.
Right.
And yeah, it was great.
I don't know what happened, but they
just won an out. Yeah.
I guess not. Yeah. Won an out.
Didn't make it.
Yeah. And there was another show that I really loved, and it was based upon a book written by the co-write. I'm drawing a blank on it was Guillermo del Toro and I forgot the other guy. And it was a trilogy of books. And it was, they actually made it into a TV show. And the vampires in there were really creepy, especially the first was really creepy. And I am blanking on the name. It is. Talk amongst yourself. I'll think of it.
Mother blanker. Well, while you're looking up that, I want to reiterate something I said when we were hanging out in person last week, is that Jay and Robin need to go spend a few days in the French Quarter and do a vampire tour and a voodoo tour during their stay. You would love it.
I would
love anything maybe other than Ireland.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I've been wanting to go there forever. Okay, I've got it. It was they made it into a TV series, but it was a trilogy of books by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan called The Strain. And it was brilliant. The books were great. The books are better than the TV show, but especially the first book, as I recall. But it's a trilogy of books, and I could not recommend it more.
You could.
Mm-hmm. Could you? Okay, so let me ask you guys this. It has been brought up in, like, the series, you know, the movie series Underworld and Twilight. Who wins, the werewolf or the vampire?
When violence is involved, nobody wins.
Good point.
I guess it depends on, you know, Dracula could turn into a bat. He could be mist or fog. He could be a wolf. So was that just a Dracula power, or could all vampires do that? So therefore, if you're taking on a werewolf, if you can turn into a wolf, that's what I liked about Van Helsing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It had a good battle there between the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. In a battle between a werewolf and Wolverine, who would win?
Wolverine.
Yes.
Well, because Wolverine can't die, but I got a better one for you. Between a pack of werewolves and Godzilla.
Godzilla.
He would just step on him.
And the fire thing. I mean,
and the fire thing.
Come on.
And if that doesn't work, the nuclear fire thing, you know, where he...
Right. Or maybe just his gigantic tail, just whipping him around, you know, just knocking him werewolf dead.
I can see it. An epic battle, you know, they pit these two against each other, and the werewolves are there waiting to go, and Godzilla's on the way there, and he steps on them and smashes them on the way, and he's like, I was told there was a fight. Where did they go?
I got something else for you. Werewolf Godzilla versus the were-dog.
Werewolf?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Because those were-dogs, they'll get you. Every time.
And you know what? They'll get you. There is not as much known about were-dogs as there are werewolves. So we don't know.
Right. We don't know that much.
It's true.
Yeah. We know where they're going to hang out at. They're going to hang out at a cemetery near the crossroads.
Exactly.
I think we may be in danger of this becoming a really long round
if
we're not careful.
But there's one other thing that we know. The only way to kill a were-dog is with a plunger.
That's right. You have to have a plunger.
It
seems really like, man, that's actually kind of pretty easy. But if you think about it, you know, you wouldn't know that's how you kill them. And you shoot them, you know, you whatever, and nothing happens, but you got a plunger and like, oh, yeah, you're dead.
Right. You just plunge out the heart and you got it. Okay.
Exactly.
I'd like to wrap this up. I can wrap this up for you if you would like.
Couch Kill here.
Oh, boy.
And I'm here tonight to tell all you listeners of Beer Thursday that, hey, throw these guys a bone from time to time. You can do that. You can become a subscriber and be notified every week when you can listen to the next exciting round of...
Bah, 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 bah. Bah, bah, bah. Bah.